10-0-TR-W2T.
W210-0TR.
Well, I'm on my way back to the house and picked up some groceries and a few other items that I forgot the other day. So I'm going to go home, and I think for supper I'm going to have me an egg sandwich.
Sandwiches. You won't believe this, but once in a while, if Bernice doesn't want to cook a big supper or something, I have scrambled eggs and pork and beans and some bread and butter or something like that. Or a hot dog. Just something to get by with, Rusty. That don't sound bad at all if you put ketchup on it.
Sandwich? Not hardly.
Always. You gotta have ketchup on a fried egg sandwich. That's one of the only things I know how to make, except my specialty for suppers, beanie weenies and Gatorade.
Pass on the ketchup. I like a little bit of mayo on mine.
That'll rust your pipes. You don't want to, you know, it condensates and that in your tubes and in your body, and so you want to stay away from that mayonnaise.
Put enough on there, just enough to make sure the bread stays moist when you put the fried egg on it. And of course, I may throw a slice of cheese on it too. You know, that's always a good sandwich too.
Well, if you believe any of these things, Bernice gets these health newsletters all the time from Harvard and. Oh, I don't know, some of the Mayo Clinic and different things, and she enjoys reading them. And these women's magazines, and from what I've seen, you better not even eat white bread.
I eat usually a whole wheat bread, or in this case, I'm having what they call Hawaiian bread, which is made from a, which is a wheat bread anyway, so, you know, that's what I've been eating lately, and enjoying it. Get it, and it lasts a good while, too. So the car sitting out here in the middle of the road has been sitting here for a week now.
Bernice buys wheat bread in the sandwich style down at Aldi's, and it's good. I don't like a real dark bread, and it's just me. But I've known a lot of people went on diets, and that's what they give up, and they lose weight by not eating any bread. But I don't think it's good to just abstain from something altogether in order to lose weight. And most everybody I've ever seen on these diets, as soon as they get done, after a few weeks, they gain it right back.
I eat moderately. I don't eat a lot of bread. I mean, I might have something, you know, like that. I've got me some chicken fried rice in one of these bowls from one of the places that you can buy stuff from, and just put it in the microwave and run it through there. But I don't know what I'm going to have for supper. I'll decide when I get home how I feel when I get there, and I'll. But I was out of eggs, so I had to go and get some eggs, and my bread has been in the bread box for about 2.5 weeks now, and it's starting to get a little funny tasting. So, and I get this bread that has the Hawaiian taste, like the Hawaiian buns, you know, you can get rolls and things like that. It's got the little bit of taste like that, and it's not a white bread, it's a brown bread, and I like it. And it stays fresher longer than just plain old white bread does.
Bernice's homemade bread. Cat was trying to make that the other day, and he sent me a video of it. Boy, he did a good job. Bernice was making some about the same time. Didn't seem like it lasted near as long, though, as it should have. But, oh, God, the smell of it is a killer. Now, I remember when we went to Hawaii for our 40th anniversary, the kids footed the bill. They sent us for our anniversary present. They split it. And bread over there then, Rusty, which would have been, 15 years ago, was $5 a loaf.
Oh, yeah, I've heard, my sister spent 2 years over there, stationed over there, and that was back in the 80s, and she said things were expensive over there, and thankfully she could eat eat on base, and didn't have to, you know, even though she lived and all, she lived off base, but she could eat on base, so that saved money right there. Anyway, oh boy, it's been a pretty dismal looking day all day, hasn't it?
To bite a pear in my mouth. I just had some green grapes or white grapes, and Bernice made me a pear. It's a little bitter. I don't know why, honey. You're
Hi, Rusty.
And, but she peeled it for me and brought it over while I'm sitting here. And, I don't know. It tastes a little bit pethy, but I love fruit and pears, and had a half a grapefruit with my biscuits and gravy this morning. I think fruit's good for you. And the gate to a long life is pork and beans.
Right. And no, I think not. I'll stay away from those for a while. Anyway, well, you know, it's been what it is and everything. So, and on top of everything else, when I left out of the house, I was cleaning my windshield, and my windshield washer fluid tank went dry, so I had to go to the hardware, to the auto parts store, and pick up a couple of gallons of windshield washer fluid so I can fill the tank back and all. But we'll see what happens, and all got different things in the works this week, and may get me another new. I've looked at a couple today and put a couple on hold for myself to look at later in the week.
You know, you mentioned your sis being over in Hawaii. The most memorable food I remember in Hawaii, well, was once when we ate in this beautiful restaurant there, and it was because of an army guy there that we met. And the other thing I remember was Bubba Gump's shrimp. They have a chain of restaurants there, and that was the best darn shrimp I think I ever ate in my life.
Seafood was, one of the cheaper things over there, considering that they're on the water and everything, so they get a lot of fresh seafood. But a lot of stuff that you'd normally get here in the U.S. is not as cheap. And, but she said she was stationed over there for 2 years, and that's when she was an air traffic controller. And she said the first 6 months were wonderful, and then the next 18 months were kind of boring because, you know, temperature range all the time, you know, you'd have a rain shower every afternoon, that type of thing, and, after 6 months, you'd seen all you could see of the two islands that you could get to, and that was it. So anyway, well, Tom, I'm about to pull back into the yard, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s for now, and then I'm going to go in and see what I want to fix me something to eat, because I'm starting to get hungry. My bowl of cereal doesn't give out. We'll talk to you later. N0TRW2T. 7-3s for now.
Okay, Rusty. Talk to you down the line. I'll be clear for a little bit here. I got a chore I got to go do. And we just come in from out at the chicken pens visiting with the girls. W2T and 0TR is clear.
TR, KI4MRA.
With the call sign, I started to walk away. I think it was KR. KI4. Go ahead.
KI4, MRA, Kilo India 4, Mike Radio Alpha. Just installed a new radio. Can you give me a radio check?
It's absolutely perfect. What was your name? Mine's Tom.
KI4, this is Fred up in StarTex. Been off the air for quite a while because of my work schedule is just absolutely crazy right now.
Fred, it could not be any better, I can tell you that. It's excellent. Just full quiet.
For the report. Yep, just put a new FTO 500 in my car. Just wanted to get a check. Again, thanks. I'll let you run. I heard you're going to spend some time with family. This is KI4MRA. We'll be clear.
KI4MRA and 0TR73. I'm clear.